Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. God bless you. We're here in Kansas, Kansas with my mother. Hopefully you all can hear me. Amen. This is a great time. I want to welcome all of you on the blog and from all over the world. Amen. This is just a privilege just to have you, and we do humble ourselves and thank God for you, all of you. Amen. Those in America and those all over in foreign countries, over 90 million and growing. Thank God for that. Let's have a word of prayer this morning. And after the word of prayer, I'm going to ask you to speak to the Lord and also to give him a praise check. That means to let's find out what level your praise is on this morning. Amen. If God has been good to you, I would suggest to you that you would have a high praise. If he hasn't done anything for you, then I would understand you not having a high praise. But if he's been good to you, you want to have a great high praise. Heavenly Father, good morning to you. We love you, Lord. And we praise you for all that you've done. You have been so astronomical to your people. You blessed us over and over again. Made a way for us. Brought us up, Lord. And I just want to thank you all so much, Lord, for what you've done. We love you. We ask this morning, and really don't ask you for much, but this morning we ask you if you would go, Mother Johnson, and touch and heal her body. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the strength and the health that you've given her and for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, thank you for it. Lift her heavy burden and lighten her heavy load. Touch and heal. And everyone else all on this line, pray that you give them miracles too. Bless them in a bountiful way. Let the anointing fall on them. I come to you and ask you to forgive me for all sins, omission, and sins of commission. In the name of Jesus, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Bless your people everywhere, and don't let them be the same way they come. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We magnify your name. Oh, God, we thank you, we praise you. Look into thee by faith, believing in your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless us, Lord. Another day of these that we have never seen before. And we praise and magnify
you. Thank you, Lord.
Now, Lord, we ask you to go with us and stand by us. Lead us and guide and protect us. Don't leave us, but just lead us and guide us and protect us. Keep us from all our harm and danger. Oh, God, give us strength, Lord, overcome it, Father. For I hear you, and come our way. For I am sleeping on every hand inside. I know you're real and you got all power in your hand. And we are so helpless without you. Without you, we are failure, but Lord, we see. All things are possible to the believers, and we are believers, Lord. And we thank you for your word.
Let's record this.
We ask you to go with us and stand by us. Don't leave us. Oh, God, keep your arms around us. Leave us. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. Don't leave us. Our souls say yes, Lord. Now, Lord, I pray you, Lord. Oh, to give us strength, Lord. Strength, strength, strength. Give us strength. Overcoming power. Find every evil spirit to come our way, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Now, Lord, bless everyone, we pray. Bless us as we go in and out. Hallelujah. Bless, bless, bless. My soul say yes, Lord.
prayer warriors and praisers, people who believe in prayer and praisers, people who believe in praising God. Yeah, prayer warriors and praisers. I want to ask you something. Are you a prayer warrior? I want to ask you something. Are you a praiser? Amen. If you are, then I want to see you at the convention this year. I definitely want to see you there, because God is going to give you instructions to touch the entire world. I said God is going to give you instructions to touch the entire world. It is your assignment. Amen. If you're a prayer warrior or you're a praiser, it is your assignment to be at this convention. Well, I already got something. Cancel it. This is your assignment, not to come just to a convention, but the Lord has assigned prayer warriors and praisers to be at this convention. He's going to give you. Why? Are you going to cancel what you got? Yeah. Cancel it. Why? Because he's going to give you instructions to touch the entire world. Amen. And this is for you, prayer warriors. And this is for you, praisers. I'm believing that you'll hear this cry unto you and be there, because you don't want to miss it. You'll have to go to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry, because he's definitely sending you there to receive instructions there and to join in with other prayer warriors and praisers who will be used to touch the entire world. Take the assignment. Take the assignment. Amen. Don't be guilty of not taking it. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I ask you. I suggest to you, and I ask you in the name of Jesus. All right, God bless all of you. I guess before we leave this prayer line this morning, I want to find out who is coming to the convention of the prayer warriors and the praisers who will take the assignment. It's kind of like you going to somebody's house for dinner. You want to know how many are coming so you can prepare for them. And so before the prayer line is over this morning, I'm going to ask those who will find out how many are coming by. Just say, I'll be there. Tell me your name and I'll be there. But we'll do that at the close. Amen. I want Willie Johnson. Mother Willie Johnson, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Johnson, I'm going to ask you to do a praise report this morning.
Amen.
Brother Johnson, I want you to do the praise report this morning.
Oh, I thought you were, well, I was waiting on you to finish what you were doing.
Okay, but all right, Mother Willie Johnson, amen, all the way from Indianapolis, amen. Do the praise reports this morning.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody all over the world. This is Mother Willie Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I tell you, I feel good, I feel good. I feel good down in my soul. Hallelujah. That's my praise report for today, the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice on the prayer line this morning, giving a praise to God. All right, who will be the first one?
First one with the praise report. Come on, saints, in the name of Jesus. Come on.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Such a wonderful day to give God praise. This ambassador from Kentucky just praising God once again. Thank God for our chief ambassador. Thank God for Ambassador Betty, Mother Johnson. Amen. And I do believe, I think I heard Mother Johnson on here saying praise the Lord. Amen.
And she was praying, too. Amen.
All right. I thought I heard her voice. And it's just a blessing. I tell you, it's just something about hearing Mother Johnson's voice, hearing your voice, Mother Johnson, that just stir up the gift that's on the inside of us. And I just praise God and thank him for having you on the line and you joining us every single morning. My God. every morning you have been on here, every day, and it's such a blessing. I'm thanking God today. The Lord, we were at a workshop on this past Saturday, and a young lady got up after the service and everything was over with, and she was on her way out the door past me to go home, and she was limping and dragging her left leg and dragging her right, her left arm, because she had, she said she had a stroke or was in a car accident or something. And I asked her, I said, what would be the purpose of you having this walking stick? And she started explaining, and I said, well, would you like to be healed? And she said, oh, yes, oh, yes, and kind of reminded me of Mother Willie Johnson with praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I don't know, it was not something I normally do, but I just began to pray for this young lady and told her to look, come walk around the church with me. And she was the last one leaving because she couldn't walk and didn't want to be knocked over and bumped over. And she left there. Somebody else had asked me to pray for someone else, and the Lord had healed that young lady, and the people stopped me in the middle of another prayer and said, look, Dr. Pfeiffer, she'd have left it. She put that stick down. That lady is gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, and she look, you know how some people look too young to be on walking sticks and walking canes and crutches and the in the wheelchair. But I tell you, God really blessed and anointed that young lady, and they told me, look, she left that stick. That lady went home. And yeah, I'm because God is in the blessing business. He's in the healing business. He's just said, get in the way so you can get your blessing. Your blessing is on its way. So I'm praising God and thank God for the prayer, the praise report I heard on yesterday and that I will hear on today. Praise God for his blessings. God bless you.
Well, thank Dr. Pfeiffer for that praise report. I know somebody else out there got one too. Come on. You know the time ain't lagging. I guess the time is back up or something. I got to get used to it. Praise. Come on with your praises.
All right. Somebody else. You have a praise report. Don't let time that. Amen.
They must be all sleeping.
All right, come on, wake up, saints. Let's give our praise reports. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is the people. So, yesterday morning, I asked for prayer because when I asked for prayer, I couldn't kind of move my head or my neck. I was in so much pain all in my ears and everything. So, I was Dr. Pfeiffer prayed for me and everything. But kind of closing up the prayer, it had I ain't getting so much better. And I did good all day yesterday. I thank and praise God for the healing.
Amen.
All right, yeah.
Thank you, Sister Peterson, for that wonderful, wonderful praise report. Where's the next one?
Somebody else with a praise report. Come on, saints. Did he wake you up this morning? Did he start you on your way? And who else has a praise report?
I think you sleep, Dr. Duff.
No, there was.
Good morning. It's an honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that's on the prayer line. This is Mother Digby from Area 708. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for doing so many for supplying all of my needs. Most of all, I thank the Lord for saving me and keeping me with a mind to walk upright before him in this evil day. The Lord has done so many great things in my life. I want to say on last year, the Lord, my daughter, in 13, my son had a real bad seizure, and he has really stopped breathing. He had to go on the ventilator, but God blessed and let him, he's with us today, and I thank God for that. And then In 2014, my daughter had an aneurysm, and God bless, they did took a long surgery, but God bless, and she's all the way back now. She's our church administrator, and she keeps up with everything, and I thank the Lord for that. God is just good, and he's worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I just really, really thank God for this prayer line where I get to be on here with all of my sisters and brothers, and I just thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, for having a mind to have this prayer line. I know it was just God because it's such a blessed prayer line. Thank God for all his goodness.
Thank you so much, Brother Digby.
That is a wonderful praise report. We thank God for you, too. Just keep praising him.
Yeah.
My praise report. Yeah, my praise report, Mother Johnson, is that I came over last night and spent the night with Mother Johnson, Mother Edley Johnson. And amen, and she's doing well. You heard her pray for the people this morning. My Lord,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
It's been in her heart. And she went to pray, and I just put the mic up there, and she prayed for the people.
Yes.
So we are grateful for the Lord blessing her.
Yes.
And we pray again. All right, back to you, Mother Johnson. Back to you. Okay, thank you.
I thank God. This is Mother Wilson this morning. I thank God for waking me up. I thank him for giving me a new day. And I am praising him for the strength that he's given me to continue on, keeping on. And I thank him for so many things that I just can't get them all out right now. But I thank him for keeping me alive. God bless you.
Thank you for that wonderful praise report. Who will be the next one?
Well, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stiff all the way from Arkansas. I give honor to Jesus. Hallelujah. I just want to thank him for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and being glad in it. I thank God for my daily bread. I thank God that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I thank God this morning that I am rooted and grounded in his love. I thank God that I'm going to be blessed on this day, going in and coming out. That is my praise report, because I'm speaking those things. I'm calling those things to be not as though they were. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that I'm dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. I thank him. I thank him for divine favor on this morning. And I'll decree things. Everything that is spoken shall be established. And I thank God that I'm not walking in fear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I thank God even before I get to my job, y'all. I have some friendly enemies there. And I'm just going to speak the word. Hallelujah. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Shall, for they shall soon be cut down. I praise God for all the fallow ground that's been broken. I thank God that all my enemies are scattering right now. In the name of Jesus, I praise God for who I am. I thank God that I know who I am this morning. I thank God that I am more than a conqueror. I'm a victorious saint. Do I have some sisters and brothers all over the land that's victorious? Do you mind just saying thank you, thank you, thank you with me? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The Bible says when two or three are gathered in his name. Hallelujah! I think something should happen in the atmosphere. I think something ought to happen on the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You are just I'm just a praise and glory to God. I love blessing his name, hallelujah, and every opportunity and chance that I have to open up my mouth, which is every day and all day long, I'm using my weapon, because I don't know about you, the devil don't like me, and I don't like the devil, glory to God. I love what God loves, and I hate what he hates. So glory, 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 glory. I just wanted to go in the atmosphere. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Create an atmosphere of praise. Creating an atmosphere where God can come in and the roar up and wind of God would just blow. Hallelujah. God bless all of you. God bless you, Chief. Keep doing what you're doing. Women of God, men of God, keep doing what you're doing. Because in the final word, you want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For that prayer, I tell you, she is full of fire.
Yeah.
And if you close to her, you're going to catch on fire. I tell you, that's a praise report if ever the Lord want to hear one. Thank you so much. Who will be the next one?
Good morning. This is Mother Britt. God bless you from 910 North Carolina. Thank God for you this morning. All of you, Dr. Johnson, and his mother hearing a beautiful voice, and the doctor and your sister Willie Johnson, all on the prayer line. Thank God for that prayer. This went up this way. This lady giving that beautiful prayer. I just thank God. But I thank God for this day. And I thank God, I do thank God for this prayer line, because prayer is a sure and being answer. I want to thank you, Dr. Johnson, and all of you that pray for my son. He went to the court yesterday, and I want you to let her know, Dr. Johnson, they dismissed the case. Everything's been done.
Amen.
Amen.
Johnson, you've done a great job this morning. Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. And all those who desire to give a praise report, thank God for them. I don't want to miss anybody. Is there one other who wants to tell of the goodness of Jesus, what the Lord did for you? And if so, we'll give you a privilege and the opportunity to do so. Amen. It is a privilege to tell of the goodness of Jesus. So, even if you just say, thank God he woke me up this morning, you're alive. Whatever your praise report is, thank God for it. Is there one more? So jump in.
Good morning. Hello, this is Renata Jones from 314.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bless everyone on the prayer line. Thanking the Lord this morning for waking me up. Thank him for the many, many blessings that he has given me and my family and raising my children. I'm retiring at the end of the month. I just turned 50, March the 1st, and I want to thank the Lord for the opportunity, for just keeping me. And I also would like to ask the Lord to just guide me on my new journey and whatever he wants me to do. I pray that he orders my steps to do that. I'm supposed to marry a guy, and we're supposed to blend our families, and it's not a happy reunion, so I'm asking everybody to lift us up in prayer. I know what's impossible with man is possible with God, and I'm standing on that. It just looks so impossible now, but we do love each other, and we just have to blend our families. So I'm just thanking God for the many blessings and expectations of my heart and desires of my soul. And each and every person out here, have a blessed morning, and I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for this prayer line. It means so much to me. Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
God bless you. Thank you for your praise report. Wonderful. I heard another one. If you have a praise report, the line is with you.
Yes, this is Evangelist Harrell, Dr. Johnson. How are you this morning?
I'm doing tremendous. Amen. Go ahead.
Praise God. I have a praise report. My niece that's 12 years old just got healed from leukemia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. So I just thank you for the prayers went up and just thank the Lord that she is healed. She got a bone marrow from her sister and no more cancer cells.
God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
That deserves a praise report.
Thank
a praise check.
Lord.
Praise
thank
check.
You. Thank you.
Thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord.
I remember that that prayer for healing for her, and thank God that that's a miracle. She's healed, and God is healing leukemia and everything else. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Amen.
Thank
All right,
you,
thank you so much. That's Missionary Herrera, I believe. All right, God bless
yes.
you.
Thank
you. I feel led. Is there another one? Let's keep it going. Anybody else that you want to tell of us, Whitney?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. Good morning, everyone. I just
thank
the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day I've never seen before. I just thank God for all the many blessings that He has poured upon all of us, not just me, all of us, the entire world. I just thank God this morning that He just keep on doing great things for us all. And I'm just giving God the praises this morning because what He say He's going to do. I just thank God for the young lady that just got healed for leukemia. God, I just thank you for everyone. This is a wonderful prayer line. I'm just so thankful, God, to be connected to this prayer line. I just thank God for each and every last one of you. God bless each and every last one of you, and you have a fantastic day in the Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God bless you. All right. We've had several praise reports this morning. And some of you who wish to do so, we're going to be back tomorrow with our praise reports. Save it for tomorrow in the name of Jesus. We're going to go with our prayer request this morning. Amen. Ambassador Stern, are you there? So I'd like to get the prayer request through you.
I'm here, Ambassador Johnson. Ambassador.
God bless you, Jesus. Take that.
Praise the Lord. I tried again, praise the Lord, to let you all know that I am celebrating a beautiful and a very special person's birthday in my life today, and that is my only husband I ever had, and I thank God for that. Today is my husband's birthday, and I'm rolling with him all day today, just me and him, and I thank God for that because I can remember several birthdays I had to celebrate it in the hospital, but thank God I don't have to celebrate it in the hospital anymore. He's healed and delivered, and I give God the glory. Praise God for that. It's a blessing to have, amen, a mate that I have, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed to have a husband that I have, and I'll be rolling out with him today, taking him to do some of the things he liked to do, and let him eat some of the things that he liked to eat. He used to couldn't eat nothing but just drink, Ensure. But I bless God and thank God for every day is a blessing unto the Lord. You want me to start the prayer request now, Chief Ambassador?
And at the close of the prayer line today, we certainly want to open it up to give him a happy birthday wish. So I don't know if you could get to him or if he's right there or what, but we certainly will be doing that. So get the prayer request, and then we'll come back. We want to also find out those who are coming to the convention today. We do want to do that. But let's have a few prayer requests, all right?
I have time to pray and to give it back to you so you can do what you do best is to in the service. I call our prayer line a service. It is a service this morning because the power of the Lord is here. Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. This is Tuesday, March the 10th, 2015, and we'll open up our line for prayer. Who's ready to give me a prayer request?
This is Sister Peterson. I request a prayer for one of our church mothers. Her name is Virginia Holmes. She had an argument. I don't know the problem. It's a very serious problem. Would you pray for her?
Regina Hall, you say?
Virginia Holmes.
Virginia.
Yes, ma'am. And she has internal problems, the organ problem. I don't know exactly what it is, but please pray for her and unspoken for me.
All right.
Things I need to get done. Thank you.
I didn't get her last name. Her last name is
Holmes. H-O-L-M-E-S. Holmes.
Holmes. Okay. I got it now.
Thank you.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? You on the line?
Yes, this is Mother Wilson again. I'm calling this morning for a request for myself. I'm supposed to be going through a test, a medical test, and I want y'all to be praying for me because I'm looking for the victory to come out all right, and I will let y'all know. Continue to pray for me.
Amen.
I forgot to tell you to pray for Charlene William, and the other young man name is William. So Charlene William and William. Thank you.
What's the nature of the call? What's the nature of the prayer for them?
William has cancer, and they want to move some stem cells from his body to grow some more, to put them back in to help cure the cancer. And Charlene William has diabetes, and she's in the home. And one of her toes, they said, it may have to take it off. So we're just requesting prayer for them.
All right.
They're in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And Anna?
They are in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I got it. Thank you, Mother Wilson. I have it. All right. That's the next prayer request.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Just continue to keep Pastor Gina, Pastor Tony, and keep my family in prayer.
All right. Anyone else?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Sound like you all clogged up there, Sister Lucille.
Yes, ma'am. I don't feel good at all.
But you need me to... Unspoken is one of them. It's healing. Amen. To bring you back.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We don't like to hear you like that. You sound like you got a broken heart this morning. I'm going to pray for that. Amen. I feel that in the spirit. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Pastor Sarah is calling in for a prayer request, ma'am.
Pastor who?
Pastor Sarah.
Pastor Sarah, where are you from?
Yes, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. This is your first time on the line?
Yes.
Well, we welcome you. We're familiar with the regulars, and when we hear someone, Pastor just rang, just jumps out to me automatically, and we're the First Fruit Prayer Line, and we welcome you this morning on our prayer line. And who told you about our First Fruit Prayer Line?
Evangelist Harrell.
Evangelist Harrell. Well, God bless you, Evangelist Harrell, and we welcome you again, and I'm sure our chief ambassador will welcome you again, but we are the First Fruit Prayer Line, and God bless you this morning. Now, what was your prayer request?
My prayer request this morning is for my finances and my housing, and also to a better job, basically.
All right.
A better paying job. Uh-huh.
All right. Sounds specific. Amen. You want us this morning with a prayer request?
Mother Digby, I'd like to request prayer for Mother Acklin, the mother at my church. She has worked hard down through the years for the church, and she has arthritis real bad in her knees. And I want the saints to pray for her that God will bless. They said the cartilage is gone out of her knees. When she was younger, she didn't have the surgery, but now her knees, she can hardly walk. But she doesn't give up. She's hopping, but she's not stopping. And also I want to request prayer for my niece, Charlene Brown, for an addiction.
All right, Mother Digby, you talk real fast. Yes, I'm trying to write.
Charlene Brown.
All right.
She has an addiction, and she'd like to overcome it.
All right. All right. God bless you, Mother Digby. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Sister Johnson in Texas. Good morning to all the saints of God.
Good morning.
Prayer continually for my husband in the nursing home and for my mother for healing of their bodies. My husband, Elder Benny Johnson, and my mother, Missionary McNally.
Missionary McNally?
McNally.
McNally. I remember. Yes. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request? I'm at 8. My cutoff is 10.
I think maybe one more, and then we need to move into prayer. Amen.
That I'm right. I know it's time for me to pray. Anyone else with a prayer request? Hello? Everyone is all right? Anyone else with a prayer request before I go into prayer?
This is Evangelist Harrell. I do have a prayer request for my cousin Anthony. Just pray for him to, he's been grieving from the loss of his mom and his wife and all that. So
I have grieving? Heard from
Don't worry about that. Just keep talking.
Okay, yes. His name is Anthony. And just lifting up for prayer. He's just been through a lot, and he's just isolating himself from the family and all. So he's just on my heart real heavy. And just pray for him that he, you know, come out of all this grief. He's just going through a lot of grief and never really able to be healed from it, healing and delivering.
We got it, Evangelist.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
Uh-huh. You want me to go on the Chief Ambassador?
Yes, well, let's have a word of prayer. Let's pray.
All right. God bless. Well, praise the Lord. Thanks of God. We're here to bombard heaven, as our Chief Ambassador said earlier this morning. We are prayer warriors, and that's what we come to do, is to pray. And Father God, as we come before your throne this morning, we come, oh God, asking that you would forgive us for any and everything that we've done up under the heavens. As we come into your presence this morning, you say, in your presence is fullness of joy. And God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you over and over again every morning. You say, in the book of Lamentations, your mercies are new every morning. And thank God, new mercies we see today. We thank you this morning, oh God, for every good and perfect gift comes from above. And God, as we come to, oh God, to just ask for your forgiveness, ask for your blessings, oh God, who are we, oh God, to come before your throne? But we come under your throne, oh God, with a meek and humble spirit, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you, oh God, for Mother Adlai Johnson that came on the prayer line this morning and set the atmosphere. But God, we lift her up this morning and ask, oh God, that you bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Each day, oh God, is sweeter than the day before. Each day, oh God, we hear and we see that you're strengthening her, oh God, and we thank you, oh God, to continue to lift her up, oh God, before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the miracles, oh God, that has been done in her life, oh God, that you brought her out of the hospital. And oh God, we thank you for that today. Oh God, remember our Chief Ambassador this morning. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come praying for him, oh God. We come praying, oh God, that you just touch him this morning from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We're praying, oh God, you told him to write the vision and make it plain that they may run. And God, we must run with the vision, oh God. We're praying, oh God, for the, oh God, our coming convention in June the 11th through the 14th, oh God.
God, in the name of Jesus. We come praying this morning, oh God, and every day we're praying, oh God, that the anointing of God would hit that place. In the name of Jesus, gird us up, oh God. Oh God, we come asking, oh God, that everyone that have the mind to want to come and the will to want to come, oh God, that you'll open up a way and open up a door for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come praying, oh God, this morning for, oh God, Lady Ambassador Lady Betty this morning. Oh God, keep her encouraged and keep her strengthened, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come praying, oh God, for the First Fruit prayer line, for Amazing Grace, for the blog line, all the things that are attached unto Chief Ambassador Johnson, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we lift it up before you this morning. And God, we believe you as we believe you before, oh God, that you're going to do a great work, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, it's not just a work, but it's a great work. And we thank you for it in advance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come right now, God, and we thank you, oh God, for Sister Peterson. We praying for her strength, unspoken request that she asked this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remember, Sister Virginia Holmes, Lord, bless her this morning, oh God. We're praying, oh God, that some of the people that we're praying for, that they will call on the line and tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto their situation. And we speak, oh God, the very life of Jesus in her today, in the name of Jesus. And we're praying, oh God, that you line up with the Word of God. It's one thing to pray for someone, but for them to hear the impartation is even greater. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, glory to your name this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning. For Mother Wilson, every mother that is on the line, Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we have mothers of Zion, mothers of praying mothers, mothers of wisdom, mothers of concern. And God, we thank you this morning for Mother Wilson, Lord. She asked for us to pray for her, and God, we're praying for her strength. We're praying for her endurance. We're praying, oh God, that you keep every mother, keep them covered by the blood, strengthen them, Lord, as they grow older, strengthen them, oh God, to stay strong, in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up her prayer request this morning, as she go for a medical test. God, you know all about it, in the name of Jesus. Our chief ambassador say, you made everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you can take a bad thing and turn it into a good thing. Oh God, rest her in a spirit. Oh God, rest her in a mind. Take the anxiety off and put, oh God, hope in a spirit. Put in her spirit, oh God, belief, oh God. Put in her spirit, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not thine own understanding. Put in the heart, Lord God, that I'm healed by the power of God. I'm healed because Jesus said that I am, that I'm healed. And God, we're placing that prayer of healing, Mother Wilson this morning, as she go for a prayer, as she go for a medical test, Lord God, we're praying, oh God, that all is well, in the name of Jesus. We lift up Charlene Williams for healing, and we lift up William for healing. Oh God, we know that you are a healer, and you're proving it over and over again. But God, we want them to catch on to the virtue of healing, in the name of Jesus. We place a spirit of healing over them this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, thank
glory,
you.
Glory.
Thank you. thank you, Lord God, because they're going to come back with a praise report that God did it and know that God did it. Oh, God, this morning we thank you for Mother Willie Johnson as we go into Indiana where she is. Oh, God, keep her covered by the blood of Jesus. A strong battle axe is she, oh, God. Oh, God, she got wisdom. She got a love for you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that she's on the first fruit prayer line. She bring a lot of joy to our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, and keep her covered by the blood. I thank you, oh God, that she has a spirit to love her pastors, and she keep them up before the Lord. Remember Pastor Gina and Pastor Tony this morning. Oh God, strengthen them, oh God. Strengthen them, oh God. Let us see results in the mighty name of Jesus. We're praying, oh God, that one day that they can come on the prayer line and thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I know that they praise you, and I know that they thank you, but God, we want to meet them still in the name of Jesus. And remember Mother Johnson's family. We lift them up before you, Lord God. You know every family member, name by name, and one by one. And God, you're just that kind of God that you don't make mistakes. You know every situation of every one of the family members. And not only her family, but God, we lift up every family that's on this prayer line today. Oh, God, who don't want to see their family saved? Who don't want to see their loved ones, even if saved, go to another level in you, oh, God, because you say we're to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And we thank you, oh, God, for the example of Mother Willie Johnson that's holding down the fork with the family, holding down the stained banner. Hallelujah. We are pistols, red men. Hallelujah. We are pistols that let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works. Glorify the Father which is in heaven. Lord, we come, oh God, for Sister Lucille this morning. Touch her heart and touch her mind. Let her get back, oh God. We bring a mind back and bring a heart back. Heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, oh God. Pray for this young lady. Oh, God, I know single mothers feel like the load is heavy on them, but God, you'll lift up a heavy load. Yes, you will, in the name of Jesus. Touch those children. Hallelujah. You know how to bring them up under subjection, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her go on the wall and travail, and wish we know she's doing, but don't let her go until the Lord bless her soul. Hallelujah. Give her the power she need, Lord. Give her the strength she need to do it. Oh, Lord. Touch Sister Lucille. We love her, Lord God, and we want to see her rise up in the name of Jesus. We impart a prayer over this daughter in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen her. We pray that this prayer will go down into the marrow of her soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If she can't do nothing but whisper, thank you, Jesus, she can raise her hand. She can come up her feet. She can run around in the living room and give God the glory. And I declare and decree that the anointing will catch hold. All glory to God this morning. You got to give God something to work with. And when you give him your heart and give him the lips of clay to him, God will come in. The Holy Spirit will consume you like a burning fire. I know that he will. If you just open your mouth, come in and the Holy Ghost will take over her. Now, Lord, remember Pastor Sarah. Thank you for pastors all over the land. How can they hear without a pastor? And how can they hear unless they be sent? We thank you for Pastor Sarah calling in today, a special impartation. This woman of God today, she is your shepherdess, Lord, and we're praying this morning for the finances, and God, every last one of us is in that setup for the finances, the finances for every home, the finances, oh God, to run the convention, the finances, Lord, touch your pocketbook, touch your labor of love, we're all God, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, those that are tithers and diligently do it, there is a blessing, because the Bible said that he'll open up a window and pours out a blessing that we won't have room enough to receive. And I always something in my mind that the biggest place on the earth is still not big enough for God's blessing. I thank big, because we serve a big God, and we don't put him in a box. Hallelujah. Touch your hands and hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, touch her that she'll get a better paying job. Oh, glory. Glory to God. We stand in agreement with Pastor today. Pastor Sarah, I know you believe. Hallelujah. The old song say, you can have it. Just reach up and grab it. And I believe that it's the Spirit of the Lord, the things of God, the Holy Ghost. You can have it. Just reach up and grab it. It takes more than just saying it. We got to be an act on it. We got to act in the Word. We got to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Our mothers are on fire for you. And thank God for seasoned mothers like Mother Digby that's always thinking about others. And now, Lord, she asks us to pray for Mother Acklin. We ask, oh God, that you touch the mothers in the land. I'm talking about mothers of Zion, mothers that paved the way, mothers that was praying before some of us even came out the womb. Mothers that prayed their sons and their daughters back to the house of prayer. Oh, God, touch Mother Acklin today. We stand in agreement. You say you speak the word, and you heal them, and deliver them out of all their sin-sick diseases. Nothing but a plague, and God, that arthritis, we come against diabetes, we come against arthritis, we come against bursitis, we come against anything in the digestive system, we come against aching bones, we come against tiredness, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Don't believe
it.
God, as we grow older, this old tabernacle, it has some aches and pains. We don't know where they come from. They just come up in the name of Jesus. We're praying for a quick, oh God, a quick healing, because when the body get older, it cannot stand a long process. You know that already, oh God, but we're praying. We're praying and to bailing for Mother Acklin this morning, Lord God. And remember Charlene Brown, the addiction. Oh, God, you specialize in addiction. Oh, God, when I was coming up, when the Holy Ghost hit, we didn't have to go through no long process. If you were a smoker, gave up the cigarettes. I've seen cigarettes being thrown at the altar because God. Them, cold turkey. alcohol, oh God, fornication. We shut it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The saints don't pray those things like they used to pray, but God, you're bringing it back. The addictions, Lord, you specialize in anything, Lord God. Oh God, we used to sing a song. God specializes in anything, and I'm left here as a witness. I know that Jesus will deliver cocaine. He will deliver smoking weed. He will deliver, hallelujah, cigarettes. They don't think cigarettes is nothing now, but it is a sin, and it is an addict. Oh, Jesus. Go down. I don't know where they live, but God, you know their address. You know their belly. You know their thoughts, and the thoughts and the tent of their heart. And God, deliver them, Jesus. Deliver them, Jesus. You are a deliverer. You are a deliverer. You are a deliverer. And you deliver. We send prayer to them. And Lord, this morning, we thank you for Sister Johnson, how she can bail with the husband. That's Brother Benny Johnson. That's him, Lord. You have left him here for a reason. And God, we thank you. He is a fucking test. Lift him up.
Revive
the souls. Hallelujah. They're missing out on so much that don't know God. They're missing out on the most important thing that ever hit your soul was to know who Jesus is. Hallelujah.
My. Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
I think down around that few wine bottles. Why?
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you, Jesus.
Dr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Let's just for a moment here, we're going to do two things. We're going to, I'm out of time this morning. I won't have time to find out how many are coming to the convention. But what we want to do is wish Pastor Stern, Pastor Gary, Gary Stern, a happy birthday here at the close here. We'll take moments to do that. And then we'll find out who's coming to this convention on tomorrow, please. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you so much. Let's give God a praise check and go out with praise just before we wish Pastor Gary Stern a wonderful birthday. Amen. Let's praise him now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer. Our strength, oh God. Hallelujah. We love you. Oh God, we thank you. For turning it around. Thank you, Jesus.
We just want to wish Pastor Stern a happy birthday. I'm going to leave the line open. Would y'all give him a shout out? I'm moving swiftly this morning because I'm really over time.
Amen. Birthday to you.
Amen. Just everybody said he's not a man of a lot of exhortation. If we say it all, he's pleased. Amen.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Everybody say happy birthday.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Oh, I'm hoping that you all will get to see my husband. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is a man of God, and I thank God. Amen.
God bless you so much.
Thank God for that breath.
All right.
This
was a wonderful prayer.
And was I on mute?
Yes.
We lost you for about. We lost you until the last portion. But that's what you prayed up the storm before then. So we got a lot of anointing and everything else. The people were blessed in a great, great way. So thank God for you.
I'm going to tell you like I tell Mother Johnson, when I grow up, I'm going to be praying just like you.
I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank.
As long as God hears me, and that's what's important. But I know it's the enemy, Dr. Johnson. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but every time look like I get on the line or what have you, that music come on. It's the devil. I'm telling you, I've been recognizing that in his own mind. And we got to pray that spirit off. It's somebody that is refusing prayer. Amen. Yeah. I notice every time I start praying or any time I say anything, that music come on, and it's right on the line. God has showed me that.
Wow. I didn't hear any music this morning, but we lost you for a while there.
While I was sick, I had to plead the blood of Jesus.
Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Stern, we only lost you for maybe about 20 seconds.
But the residue of the anointing of that prayer, you covered it all. We went into a praise afterwards.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, woman of God.
Me praying, I'm just worrying about the enemy want to take over. It don't bother me because that whatever it's from my heart and to the Lord, but that music still comes on and somebody still yet haven't taken. So it was doing pretty good, but, you know, we just need to keep that off the line, no matter who
ma'am.
It's on. Amen.
God bless all of you this morning. I'm out of time. We do thank God for you, Ambassador Stern, and for happy birthday again to your husband. Amen. The Lord bless you. I was able to spend the night here with Brother Johnson, so we don't have any music this morning. I'm not at my board. We don't have any music. So.
Give First Lady Betty a good big hug for me today.
All right. We certainly will. The Lord bless all of you.
Sister Jerry, wishing you a happy birthday, Pastor Stern. Sister Jerry.
Well, Chief Ambassador said he got to go, so we want to be in obedience. God bless you,
Chief. Bye-bye.
Love you all. We'll see you tonight on the... Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen.
I want to say that, Ambassador Stern. Thank you so much. But I do want to appreciate that with Dr. Pfeiffer tonight at 7 o'clock. I plan to just want everybody to be there with us at 7 o'clock tonight for Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day, and may the Lord be with you. God bless you and keep you.
Are you going, Galen? Because I can go to work.
Thank you.
Still want to go to the flower flight?
Fine.
You said that lady can rush him so that one day at Glenn's right in and had 30 minutes to eat.
Oh, boy.
I said
it's going to be different at her place because all the food and stuff is there.
You said always somebody.
You don't want to go?
No.
I'm going. Oh. So you ain't got a choice.
Someone's phone line is still open. Goodbye.